Today's class will be given by His Grace Gaur Nataraj Prabhu. Prabhuji, thank you so much for joining. We are continuing to read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 21, Chapter 21, verse 124 onwards. Prabhuji, you can take over, Prabhu.
श्रीचैतन्यामनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति सुपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनाचैतं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सगणललिता श्रीशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमोस्तुते सप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो वी रीड फ्रॉम द 124th वर्स ऑफ द चैतन्य चरितामृत 21st चैप्टर अतति यद्भावम् अस्मि काननम् श्रुतेर्युगायते त्वाम् अपश्यताम् कुटिलकुन्तलम् श्रीमुखम् च ते जड उदीक्षताम् पद्मकृद्रशम् सो ओ कृष्ण व्हेन वी गो टू द फॉरेस्ट ड्यूरिंग द डे And we do not see your sweet face, which is surrounded by beautiful curly hair, half a second becomes as long as the entire age for us. And we consider the Creator who has put eyelids on the eyes we use for seeing you to be simply a fool. So, here, there are particular natures which are explained here. One is that of attachment and one is that of criticism. So one can be, since we are conditioned by the modes of material nature, we are attached to material enjoyment. And this material attachment will not go. We can actually test ourselves, like moment we see a nice car, moment we see a nice house, moment we see any of our family members, so-called our people, our countrymen, sports, all these things become very attractive to us. This is our conditioning. So if we are getting attracted by that, that means our attachment for Krishna is not very strong. So, that is our nature, that is our situation right now. Therefore, you should understand that because we are attached to material pleasures, material objects, we can actually see the objects as meant for our enjoyment. Even among, although we become devotees, the attachment for these objects will not go away so quickly. Although gradually we try to get attached to Krishna. So when you are attached to something, you can really feel, like for example, you have a cricket match going on. So when you have a cricket match going on, suppose it's the last moment, they need to score a run or something, everybody is on the edge of their seats. Or if the World Cup football is going on for 90 minutes, everybody is hoping that their team would win. Everybody is in so much anxiety, and the moment somebody wins, then they erupt in dance, in enjoyment. So this shows that we are so attached to that particular object. So when that attachment is purified, which is very, very tough, so to speak, when that attachment is completely purified and we become attached to Krishna. So now there are two, even when we get attracted to Krishna and get attached to Krishna, now that is at several levels. To act according to Krishna's desire, Guru's desire and Krishna's desire, to please Guru and Krishna. Now that kind of attachment is real, strong, good attachment. If we are attached to the temple just so that we want to do what we want to do for Krishna, in the sense, I was reading a definition of mental agitation. Srila Prabhupada says that when our desire is not harmonious with Krishna's desire, then we get mentally agitated. That means if we are thinking as per Krishna's desire or acting as per Krishna's desire, then we are not mentally agitated. So our happiness should be for the pleasure of the Lord, and we get attached to giving pleasure to the Lord. Now this is not so easy. This is very, very difficult to develop. But that's why there are successive stages, anartha nivritti, nishtha. So there are successive levels of attachment. So once you, the more and more you associate with the sadhus, the more and more there is purification within the heart. The more you are fixed up in your practice. And because of that attraction, gradually once you develop that attraction, that now we have to force ourselves. Because like Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells Arjuna, use deliberate spiritual intelligence. We have to force ourselves to accept. We have to force ourselves to chant, to read, but it should come to a point where we don't, of course, this force turns into love. Where we do it out of attachment, like I cannot live without chanting, I cannot live without reading Bhagavatam, that's all I want to do. The mind gets become very agitated without that. Without seeing Krishna, the mind gets lost. I just want Krishna. So this kind of a feeling to come, the gopis are exhibiting the topmost spiritual feeling here. So they are saying that when you go to the forest and we are not able to see you, that one moment becomes so long. The time is relative, as they say. Time is relative, and sometimes when you're writing an exam, you want the time to expand. You want infinite time to finish the exam. The time, it feels like, oh my God, exam is done. My exams are done. I'm not able. So you feel that time has shrunk on you. So similarly, when you want time to finish, as in the case the gopis are eager to see Krishna come back, Krishna, every morning, along with the gopas, they go in a long line. They go in a very long, beautiful line with all the cows, millions of cows, and all the gopas. And the gopis are standing in line. They are looking at Krishna, they are exchanging loving glances. They are eagerly awaiting when Krishna will look at me. That's why their description that your curly black hair, half a second becomes as an entire age. They are awaiting Krishna to pass by, to exchange such loving glances. And then the rest of the day, after Krishna has practically reached the horizon and is, of course, there is no question of Krishna not being visible to them.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, sorry to interrupt you. Your voice is coming a little bit low. If you could please come near to your phone,
okay.
It would be great. Thank you.
Okay. So, for the gopis, it is not a question of... the Krishna will never disappear for them. Krishna will always be there. But then, to see the sight exactly of Krishna walking so sweetly, handsomely, with his loving glances, looking at those beautiful gopis, of course, Krishna is not looking at their physical beauty. Krishna is looking at the beauty of their love, of those loving gopis. We had a little Krishna kids' contest. I'm sure every temple does that. And you can actually see in them how when the children manifest a smile, when the children innocently call for Krishna, it looks so sweet. So similarly, we can find that the gopis actually, that innocence that they have, the pure heart, when the heart is pure, sparkling, that reflects on the face. So in their heart, they are only reflecting Krishna's beautiful image, Krishna's beauty. They are only drinking that nectar. Although they are continuously immersed in Krishna within their heart, but yet to see Krishna manifest in front of their eyes, say Krishna says, Yada idai dharmasya klani bhavati bharata, abhyutthanam adharmasya tadatmanam srajamiyam. That srajami, that being visible to everybody. But it becomes so, not to you, but to your loving devotion. Even Duryodhana saw Krishna and he did not understand anything. What is he? The gopis saw Krishna and the gopis were simply in love with him. They just want to love Krishna just for loving Krishna. They have no other motive. They just simply want to love Krishna. And therefore, we have to understand that this attachment then leads to criticism of Brahma. So they are very upset with Brahma that he created eyelids because of which the eyes have to close, although momentarily. Although momentarily they have to close their eyes, and they are saying that closing their eyes feels like it is millions of ages. And therefore they are criticizing Brahma. Now the same tendency you can find in material attachment. When somebody is watching a sport, coming back to the example I gave earlier, and you are having two football teams and your team wins, then you are full of praise. Oh, they won, they worked hard, they won. But if your team lost, then at the same level would be your criticism. Oh, he did not play well, or is this, or is that. So when your desire is not fulfilled, then immediately there is criticism, because this whole world runs on desire. So the gopis have an extreme desire that they don't want to lose the sight of Krishna. He's on this planet. Krishna is on this planet right now. And we want to see him every moment. We don't want to miss him. But the moment they are not able to see Krishna, because even when Krishna walks through the sight of infinity, when he passes in front of their eyes, they don't want to lose any moment of that nectar. And when they have to close their eyes, they become very agitated. They criticize Brahma, saying, "What have you done? What a fault you have created with this eyelid. And no matter how long you try to hold your eyelids, you cannot hold it for very long. It's a design error." When I used to work for, of course, those who are working in software industry, they can understand the word design, by design. You want some feature to work on a certain software, it doesn't work, or the feature is not present, then they call it design issue. So here we are dealing with Brahma's design issue. No matter what you do, the eyelids have to close sometime. So the gopis are criticizing because their desire of to see Krishna continuously is not being fulfilled. So the same feelings that we have, the purified feelings present in the spiritual world, in the spiritual body, in an opposite way. We have lust, anger, greed. So there is spiritual lust. And there is spiritual anger that we can see from the gopis. They are criticizing Brahma. But that is not like material anger. Here they are just, it is just in terms of, it's not like really criticism. And of course, Brahma is not the creator. Krishna is the ultimate creator. And there is spiritual greed. So if we understand everything in spiritual terms, so that's why the whole process of Krishna consciousness means there is a personality, the soul is a person, God is a person, there is a relationship. So that relationship needs to change from material to spiritual. Every concept that we have needs to change from material to spiritual. That's the whole crux. Srila Prabhupada said, today we are presenting this moment in a movement, in a pure form. That's why people are taking it. That's the main thing, presenting it in a pure form. So, when Srila Prabhupada presented, like, in India, it has become like mythology. People hear it, but they are indifferent to it. But to get really attached to this Krishna consciousness, one has to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam from a devotee and become very inspired. When the heart is able to, even temporarily, when we chant, when we hear, able to overcome the mind, the more you are in touch with Krishna, that fire that helps the heart open up the self, when your Atma is awakened, you are able to feel your true self. The more you are in touch with Krishna, the more this fire intensifies. And gradually, in the Bhagavatam, it is said that it overcomes the mind completely. And the mind, the physical mind, intelligence, everything is burnt in the fire. Is burnt in the fire of material purification. So it's as though your mind doesn't exist. When somebody self-realized, you have your subtle body, but that is like
waiting for the command of the desire of the soul. What should I do now? The same mind, when uncontrolled, is your greatest enemy. The lust is never fulfilled. Anger is never fulfilled. Greed is never fulfilled. But when the same mind is controlled, when you are in firm grip of your mind, then the same mind becomes your best friend. And he listens to your command. He can really focus on Krishna, but of course that can only be when we please Krishna and Krishna is pleased with us by the fire of devotion, by the fire of pure devotional service only. So it's a relationship between the soul and the Lord. When that relationship is fully awakened, then the material mind doesn't have any material purpose anymore. So, following these footsteps, we should understand. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that we should follow the footsteps of the gopis, means the attachment and love that they have. We follow the path. We follow their practices. We follow their mentality. Try to develop that same mentality, and then gradually we will find that at some point in our life, we will really become fully Krishna conscious and able to see Krishna everywhere in every way. So just to summarize, so all the material qualities, when purified, they revert back to the original spiritual aspect. We have lust, anger, greed, and it is said that they represent Samvit, Sandhini and Lajini, Shakti. So we have a spiritual mind, we have a spiritual intelligence, we have a spiritual ego. That is real identification with the soul, desiring for Krishna. All these aspects of love that the gopis are experiencing are dormant within us. But because of our material attachments, we are prone to material anger, material criticism. All that can be changed. All that automatically changes. You don't have to do anything external by the power of pure loving devotion. So when we hear from the lips of a pure devotee how this is the highest aspect of spiritual love, the love of the gopis, so we will realize that Krishna, who is present within us, when we love Krishna, we become completely satisfied within our heart. So let's try to develop that by engaging in loving devotional service to Krishna. This should be our goal. This should be our loving attachment. And by this, for sure, we will reach the highest spiritual platform. And how to do that? Just like Lord Chaitanya's movement is Sankirtan, the holy name. And Krishna Leela is not different. So by actually following the Sankirtana movement of chanting holy name, preaching, reading Bhagavatam, one reaches the highest aspect of Krishna Leela simultaneously. So let us all engage in this movement following the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada. And then by service to Guru, we are automatically elevated to the highest spiritual platform. All right, so I'll stop here. Any questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Srila Gaudiya Vaidehi Ji. Thank you very much for your valuable association. Hari Bol.
Okay, so I think there are no more questions. So,
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Nandavat. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for the very, very beautiful class. Is there anyone else who has any questions or comments for Prabhuji?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji,
very
nice class. Very nice to explain. Hare Krishna.
So if there are no questions and or comments, we can end the class. Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Thank
you so much. Hare Krishna. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. His great Gaurnath Raj Prabhu Ki Jai.
Thank you so much. Hare Bol, Hare Bol.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.